Title: Base Register Choices for Raga Jungle Begir. Alright, let's talk about one of the biggest make or break decisions in Raga Jungle, where your bass lives. Not the sound yet, not the wobble, not the distortion, the register, the octave, the range. Because in Raga Jungle, your bass has two jobs at the same time. Job 1 is sub-weight, that chest hit, the thing a proper system is built for. Job 2 is mid-bass presence, the part that still makes sense on small speakers, and the part that lets you actually hear the rhythm of the bass line through fast breaks. And most beginner issues come down to this: putting the whole bass line in the wrong place. Too low and it's muddy, headroom disappears, and on small speakers your bass line basically vanishes. Too high, and it might sound cool, but it doesn't feel like a bass anymore. It's like you wrote a synth lead and forgot the low end. So in this lesson, you're going to build a simple two-layer jungle bass in Ableton Live, using only stock tools, and you'll learn a repeatable way to choose the right register quickly. First, set up the session like jungle. Set your tempo somewhere between 160 and 170. Let's pick 165 BPM. Get a breakbeat going. Amen. Think anything you like. Even a chopped loop is fine. And then make a MIDI track called Bass Group. And yes, keep the drums playing while you make bass decisions. Register choices in silence are a trap. You need the break there, because the break tells you what space is already taken. Now step 1. Choose your sub-root zone. This is a fancy way of saying what's the lowest useful note your tune is going to lean on. Raga Jungle often sits in darker keys like F, F-sharp, G, G-sharp. Not a rule, just common, because the fundamentals land in a really workable zone. Here's the reason. F is about 43.6 Hz. That's a classic club-friendly root. Big, deep, but still controllable. E is around 41 Hz. Totally possible, but you'll notice things get harder to mix fast. And when you start living around D, like 36.7 Hz, it can be absolutely massive on a huge rig, but it can also disappear on small systems, and it can destroy your headroom if you're not careful. So for a beginner-friendly target, aim for your main sub fundamentals to land roughly in the 40 to 60 Hz area. That usually means your lowest repeating notes are somewhere around F up through G sharp, depending on vibe. Here's how to check it inside Ableton so it's not just guesswork. Throw a tuner on your master temporarily, or on the bass later. Add spectrum on the master. When you play your bass note, you want to see a stable peak around where that note should be, like F around 44 Hz. And you do not want all your energy living below 35 Hz. That's mostly wasted. You feel like you're doing something, but you're really just eating space. Now step 2. Build the sublayer. Inside your bass group, create a MIDI track called SUB. Drop operator on it. Keep it simple. Oscillator is set to sine. If you want a touch more character, triangle can work too. But start with sine so you learn cleanly. Set the amp envelope so it behaves. Attack around 0 to 5 milliseconds. Basically instant, but not clicky. Decay somewhere like 200 to 600 milliseconds depending on how short your notes are. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. That little release helps avoid clicks when notes end. Then add EQ8 after operator. Don't high pass your sub. That's like buying a subwoofer and then unplugging it. Instead, low pass it somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, so your sub stays sub B and doesn't start arguing with the mids. Then add saturator, but lightly. Drive maybe 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip on. This is not to turn your sub into fuzz. This is just to add a hint of harmonics so the sub reads a bit better on smaller speakers. Now the actual register choice for the sub. Write your SUB mostly around that F1 to A1 kind of zone. That's roughly 43 to 55 Hz for the fundamentals, depending on the note. And here is a key coaching rule. Pick a safe lowest note for the whole tune, and then break it once. Meaning, choose a lowest note that behaves well with your break and gives you headroom, and only go lower for one deliberate special moment, like a drop gap, a reload, or the last bar of a phrase. Now step 3. Build the MID layer. Still inside the bass group, create another MIDI track called MID Bass. Load Waveeatable and start with basic shapes. Pick a square wave or a slightly rounded square. Use a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices. Controlled. You want thickness, not a wide supersaw. Put a low pass filter on, 24 dB slope, and set the cutoff somewhere in the 300 to 800 Hz range to taste. The exact spot depends on your break and how bright you want it. Now the most important part. EQ the mid so it doesn't steal the sub's job. Add EQ8 and high pass the mid layer around 100 to 140 Hz. This is your stay out of the sub's way move. If the mid sounds boxy, dip a bit around 250 to 400. If it gets harsh, dip a bit around 2 to 4K. Then for grit, use amp or saturator. Try an amp preset like bass or clean. Keep it subtle. Jungle bass is about attitude and groove, not turning everything into a loud lead. Now, the register choice for the mid layer is usually simple. Put it one octave above the sub. So if your SUB is hanging around F1, the MID is often around F2, and you might touch F3 for quick stabs. This is the core concept. The mid layer carries the rhythm. The sub carries the weight. Step 4 is where you make this workflow fast. Link the MIDI so you can test registers instantly. Write your bass pattern on the SUB first. One or two bars is plenty. Think jungle, offbeats, short notes, and space for the snare. Try a call and response feel. Hit, rest, hit, hit, rest. Let the drums breathe. Then copy that same MIDI clip to the MID bass track. Now you can experiment without rewriting anything. Transpose the MID clip up 12 semitones. Keep the SUB where it is. And if you want quick energy, you can even push the MID up another 5 to 12 semitones just for a phrase, then bring it back. Now step 5, sidechain, because jungle breaks move fast. On the SUB track, add compressor. Turn on sidechain. Choose your kick channel as the input. Start around a 4 to 1 ratio. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds so the kick transient can pop through if you have one. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds, and you'll adjust it until it feels like it's breathing with the groove. Set the threshold, so you're getting about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. You can sidechain the MID too, but later. Sometimes the mid needs space for snare clarity, sometimes it doesn't. Let your ears decide. Quick coach note here, if kick versus bass feels like a tug of war, don't only stare at spectrum. Solo just the kick and the sub. Then try moving the sub pattern one octave up temporarily. If the kick suddenly becomes clear, it doesn't automatically mean your original register was wrong. It might mean your note length is too long, your release is too slow, or your sidechain timing is off. Fix the rhythm and the envelope first. Now step 6, make smart register decisions by section. This is how you get energy without needing insane sound design. Here's a simple 16-bar drop plan. Bars 1 to 8, keep the SUB steady in that safe zone. Keep the MID one octave up, fairly consistent rhythm. Bars 9 to 12, introduce a register lift. Push the MID up for a phrase, or add a higher stab, while the SUB stays steady. Bars 13 to 16, bring the MID back down to the main octave so the track lands again and feels weighty. That's the whole strategy in one line. Sub stays put, mid moves. You can also do a sick drop impact trick. Right before the variation, mute the SUB for one beat while the MID keeps running. When the SUB returns, it feels like the room expands. Now step 7. Verify with meters, but don't become a meter robot. On your bass group, add spectrum and watch for a controlled low peak around 40 to 60 Hz, plus some mid content that isn't overwhelming. Do a quick check with EQ8, temporarily add a steep low cut at 30 Hz. If you lose weight, you were relying on too low rumble. If you mainly lose nonsense, that's good. Add utility for control. Put the SUB in mono by setting width to 0%. Mono sub is just safer and more consistent. And here's a powerful translation trick, the small speaker test inside live. Put utility on the master, and do a quick A and B. I is your normal mix. B is you turning the monitoring level down and focusing on whether the bass rhythm still makes sense. If the groove disappears when it's quiet, that's usually a sign your MID register is too low, or your MID is filtered too dark. Bring it up an octave, or open the filter a touch. One more quick technical sanity check, phase between layers. On the MID track, drop a utility and temporarily invert phase left and right. If the low end changes a lot, your MID still contains too much low frequency, or the layers aren't aligning well. The fix is usually simple, raise the MID high pass, simplify the MID waveform, and keep the sub clean. Now let's cover the classic mistakes so you can avoid them. If you put the whole bassline in the sub register, you might feel it, but you won't hear the groove. If your mid layer has too much low end, you'll get facey mud and the sub loses definition. If you choose a root that's too low and you live there the whole time, like constant D or C-sharp territory, your headroom will vanish and the mix becomes painful. If you skip sidechain with fast breaks, kick and bass fight and the groove clogs. And if you overdistort the sub, it stops being a sub and turns into a messy mid-bass. Now a quick mini exercise you can do in 15 to 20 minutes. Set tempo to 165, loop 8 bars of drums, make your SUB sign an operator. Write a bass line using only 3 notes. If you're in F minor, Usef as the root, G sharp as the minor third, and C as the fifth. Duplicate the MIDI to your MID bass and transpose the MID up 12 semitones. Now do three tests for your lowest sub note. Test A. Lowest note is F1. Test B. Lowest note is D sharp or E flat 1, slightly lower. Test C. Lowest note is G1, slightly higher. For each one, listen for three things. Which one feels tight with the break? Which one keeps headroom without you fighting levels? Which one still speaks when you turn the volume down? Write down the winner and commit to it. That's a real producer move. Decide, lock it, and build the track. If you want homework that levels you up fast, make a 32-bar loop with drums the whole time. Use only three notes for the bass line. Keep your SUB MIDI fixed, and make three MID versions, one at plus 12, one at plus 19 for a higher answer ride, and one at plus 24 just for short stabs. Then do a brutal translation check, temporarily high-pass the master at 120 Hz. If you can still follow the bass rhythm, your MID register choice is working, and keep your master peaking around minus 6 dB in the drop. If you can't, don't just turn everything down. First try fewer low notes, shorter sub notes, a slightly higher lowest note, and a cleaner split between SUB and MID. Recap time. Raga Jungle bass works when you separate registers. Sub is clean, stable, and lives in a usable zone, often around 40 to 60 Hz fundamentals for the anchor notes. Mid is an octave up or more, and it carries the rhythm so the bass line reads through the breaks. Use Ableton tools like Tuner and Spectrum to confirm what you're actually doing, EQA to split the layers, compressor sidechain for clarity, and utility to keep the sub mono and your gain staging sane. And for arrangement, keep the sub steady, move the mid for hype. If you tell me the key you're working in, or just the lowest bass note you want to use, I can suggest a simple register plan for your SUB and MID that'll hit hard and still translate.